Good morning. It's Thursday, August 27th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Nearly 25 years after the September 11th attacks, the long-delayed trial of accused mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is finally scheduled to begin. A U.S. Air Force judge has ordered Mohammed and three co-defendants to stand trial at the Guantanamo Bay Military Tribunal, starting June 5th, 2028. The four men face charges over the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. The case has been stalled for 2 decades by legal disputes. An appeals court last month blocked plea agreements that could have spared Mohammed and two others from the death penalty. The judge rejected prosecutors' request for an earlier January 2027 start, saying more time was needed to resolve pretrial issues. The proceedings will include jury selection, evidence, defense arguments, and ultimately sentencing. Another news. Meta has agreed to pay up to $18 billion to settle claims that Facebook and Instagram harm children, in a case that could mark a turning point for social media safety. The lawsuit involved 29 U.S. states and focused on children's online privacy and Meta's collection of data from users under 13. The 5-day trial ended before CEO Mark Zuckerberg was called to testify. Whistleblower Arturo Bejar told the court that Meta had previously been warned about harmful content affecting children. Under the settlement, Meta will introduce new protections for young users, including a default 2-hour daily limit and muted notifications overnight and during school hours. Likes will also be hidden for teens. Meta does not admit wrongdoing, but the settlement could increase pressure on rival platforms to adopt similar safeguards. Around the world, diplomatic efforts are getting another push as Qatar's prime minister heads to Tehran. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani is visiting Iran in an attempt to revive negotiations after months of conflict between Tehran and Washington. Qatar has acted as a back channel between Iran and the United States and helped secure a ceasefire in June. Fighting has largely paused, but no broader peace agreement has emerged. The Strait of Hormuz remains a major obstacle, with Iran and Oman still working on arrangements for the strategic waterway. The strait normally carries around 20 million barrels of oil a day, but flows have now fallen sharply. Washington also appears to be shifting toward economic pressure, with plans to increase sanctions on Iran and target its trading partners. Qatar now hopes to reopen a path toward diplomacy. Another news, a devastating series of floods across parts of Nepal and China has left nearly 1,500 people missing as rescuers race to reach isolated communities. Flash floods and landslides have swept through areas near the Himalayas, destroying homes, roads, and other infrastructure. In Nepal, authorities are searching for hundreds of people after floodwaters and debris hit settlements and transport routes. China has also reported large numbers of people missing following severe flooding in mountainous areas. Rescue teams are facing difficult terrain and disrupted communications as they search for survivors. The disaster has highlighted the vulnerability of communities living in remote Himalayan regions, where heavy rainfall can quickly trigger destructive floods and landslides. Officials are continuing search and rescue operations, while the full scale of the damage is still being assessed. Another news, Iceland is heading toward a knife-edge referendum on whether to pursue European Union membership, with fishing emerging as one of the most important issues. The country has historically stayed outside the EU, and many voters remain concerned that membership could weaken Iceland's control over its valuable fishing industry. Supporters argue that joining would bring greater financial stability and potentially help address high inflation, while critics fear losing control over key national resources. The debate is also taking place against a changing security environment. Iceland has no standing military and relies on NATO allies and a long-standing defense agreement with the United States. Concerns about Russia and uncertainty surrounding U.S. policy toward Greenland have added to the discussion. The referendum's result could influence Iceland's relationship with Europe for years to come. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening,